The previous lease, the one that they're playing under now, is for 10 years. They're 2 years into it right now. Any stadium development takes years and years in the making. So I suspect we're going to be talking about it sooner rather than later. And for the Bills, I think they've got a couple of options that we're going to see discussed. One will be another major retrofit of Ralph Wilson Stadium, which would probably be the cheaper of the two options. And another would be a potential downtown stadium or a stadium somewhere in Erie County, I suspect, that's brand new and in all likelihood multi-use. And I think in a lot of ways, that represents a real opportunity for both Buffalo, Western New York, and the team. I think the old way of looking at stadiums as just a single-use facility is just that. It's an old way. And I think there's certainly an opportunity for the Bills to create a real economic development by having a multi-use facility, and it's something that I'm sure they'll look at in terms of being an anchor in a facility that can host a lot more than just football games.
This community has been dealing with the Bills now for over a decade, waiting for them to get back to the playoffs. It was commonplace here in the late 80s and throughout the 90s, and of course the drought continues here. What about that? I mean, we've gone through general managers and we've gone through coaches here with the Bills, but it seems like there's a lingering culture with the Bills that leads to continuing disappointing performances.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's pretty simple. It all comes down to wins and losses. And I think that if the Pagulas and certainly the general manager, or all the way down to coaches and players, can change that culture, it has a way of really helping itself in a lot of ways, in that it attracts free agents. It makes guys who might be a little bit more depth players, who aren't necessarily your marquee free agents, but are important nonetheless to a winning team, want to come to a destination like this. And you see that right now with teams like the Patriots, in a lot of ways the Steelers even. Those are teams that, yeah, they may be in cold weather cities, may not always be the most glamorous, but at the same time they attract talent because they're consistent winners. And I think that's something that whether we're in Buffalo, Green Bay, or where have you, it really doesn't matter. As long as they can put a winning product on the field, the culture will eventually change, and I think that's going to be very important for the team.
The Bills, in terms of getting a depth signing, though, for free agency, was their quarterback, in essence, Kyle Orton, when he was signed right at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, he's certainly playing better than expected. I think we'd all agree upon that, although 4 games in, I'm not sure I'm ready to anoint him as the next Ryan Fitzpatrick or someone in the long line of middling quarterbacks. But yeah, I hope that certainly does bring the team to the playoffs. But at the same time, they need a guy who is going to be that foundation guy, that 10-year plus starter that really can anchor a team and be the face of the franchise. You look at even some of the guys that they have this year, including Kyle Orton. He has the option to void his deal after this year and become a free agent. And depending on his play and of the quarterback position, he may do that. A guy like Jerry Hughes, who's one of our best defensive players, he also is going to be a free agent after the year. Marcel Darius is up for a re-signing as well. So what I'd like to see going forward is for the Bills to be able to lock up some of these stars and people who can be the anchors of their team. They're going to have their work cut out for them with contracts.
Next up, it's the Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk about them on Friday. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Jay.